Now, if I put up a big map of Tasmania, do you think you could find where you live on it?
Yeah.
People think, who lives in the north?
Yeah.
Some people live in the north. Who lives down the south near Hobart?
Yeah.
Hey, so now maps are really important, aren't they? See, sometimes we have maps on our phones, don't they, with our navigators? Or you might have an old paper map. But what maps do is they help us to know the direction that we're meant to be going. That's the idea of a map, isn't it? It shows us what's out there and what direction we want to go if we've got a particular way we want to go. And when we've been looking at Jonah chapter 1 today, we read about the prophet Jonah, and he had a particular direction that he was supposed to go, didn't he? And you saw it on the map there on page 5. He had a particular direction that he was meant to be going. And we're going to be thinking today about Jonah, but also about you and the direction of your life with God. So we're going to think about Jonah and the direction of your life with God. And so I'm just going to not go through the whole chapter again, but just pick out some points and just help us to think about them. Well, let me read verses 1 and 2. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. So here we meet a few people. We meet, first of all, Jonah. And we read about Jonah elsewhere in the Bible, and he's a real man. He's a real man, and we know that he lived around 800 years before Jesus. So a fair time before Jesus. We also are introduced to God, the Lord, and the Lord says to Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach against it. Now, Nineveh is a real place. You can go there today. It's in modern-day Iraq. And I've given you some pictures in the book that we'll look at later on in a few talks' time. We've actually got carvings that the people of Nineveh made when they came to Israel at the time of Jonah. So we've actually got a lot of information about these Ninevites and who they were. So we're dealing with real people here, a real God, real people, and a real city. Now, what are we told here? We're told that Jonah is given a message from God, and that is he's to go to Nineveh and preach against it because its wickedness has come up before God. That is, the people of Nineveh were doing the wrong thing. They were living wicked, evil lives. And God said to Jonah, go and warn them. Okay? Now, I want to bring out a few things here. What do we learn there? What do we learn about God? Well, we learn, don't we, that God sees what people do. God is our maker. God created us. God gives us life. But it's not just that God, you know, made us and we're like a toy. You know, he charges us up and then lets us go. It's actually God made us and he watches us. Now, your mum and dad, they know some of what you do. I'm sure they don't know all of what you do. And your teachers at school, they know some of what you do. They don't know all of what you do. But God's different to your mum and dad and to your teachers in that God knows all that you do. God knows all that you do. And in this case, God knows what the people of Nineveh are doing. And he's saying, that's the wrong thing. That's the wrong thing. Now, this shows us something else about God, doesn't it? That God actually cares about what we do. You see, imagine if God didn't care about what we do. Then he wouldn't send Jonah to the Ninevites, would he? He'd say, I don't care what people do. People can do whatever they want to do. They can be nice, they can be dreadful. It doesn't bother me. No, God actually cares about what people do. And so he says to Jonah, I want you to go and speak to these people. Now, you know what? God cares about how you live. God's made us and he wants us to live a certain way. And when people do harmful things to other people, God cares about that. When people do good things, God cares about that. God cares about your life. He's interested in your life, and he wants you to live the right way. And so that's another thing that we learn about God here. God sees all that we do. God cares about us, and he wants us to live the right way. But then this leads to the third point that we learn about God here, that God speaks. God is the God who speaks. Now notice, the people of Nineveh are doing the wrong thing. God sees it. God cares about it. And the last thing, God says to Jonah, I want you to take my word, to take my message to these people. And that's an important thing to know about God, isn't it? That God is the God who speaks. He's a speaking God. Now, the way that God speaks to us is through the Bible. Right? That's the way that God speaks to us today. It's through the Bible. That's the first way. There may be other ways, but that's the first way that God speaks to us. And that's why at church we have the Bible read and we have the Bible explained, so that we can hear from God. And so this is a very important way of knowing the direction that we're to live and how God cares for us and why what God thinks about us. It's by listening to what God has said in the Bible. So there's three really big things, aren't they, about God. God sees, God cares, and God speaks to us. Now, what else happens in the story of Jonah? Well, we see that Jonah is asked to go in one direction, but what does he do? Did everyone look up on the map? He goes the exact opposite direction. Instead of going the direction God wanted him to go, he goes the other direction. We'll find out why later on, but he goes the other direction to what God was asking him to do. And he was trying to run away from God. Trying to run away from God. He wasn't happy with what God had told him to do. And he said, I don't like this. I'm going to run away. Now, you know, sometimes God commands us and we go, yeah, I'm happy to do that. There may be times where you go, actually, I'm not that happy to do that. I'd rather do that. And that's sort of what Jonah's doing here. He's going, I don't like what God's told me to do. I'm going to go the other direction. Now, what happens? Well, God sends a storm. Jonah is on this boat. God sends the storm, and the storm's getting really bad, isn't it? And so the sailors, they're throwing over all of the cargo, you know, all of like the wheat and the olive oil and the leather and the jewelry and the wine, all the things they traded back then. And we've actually found ships from this time, because ships did sink and all their cargo still in it. And if you search around, you can actually find this cargo in these ships, and we find them today. But what we find is that these men, they're throwing everything over. They're really desperate, aren't they? They're taking things really seriously. They're saying, we need help. We need God to help us. What gods do we know? They don't really know who God is. And so they're going, anyone, can anyone pray? But they're taking it really seriously. And this is what we want you to do on this camp. We want you to think about the direction of your life. And maybe at this time of your life, it's time for you to start taking seriously the things of God for yourself. To say, you know, I don't really know much about God, but, maybe it's time for you to do that now. I want you to be serious like these men that we see here. You know, they're in a situation where they said, the time's come, we've got to do something. And so they're taking it really serious. Now, they cast lots, and they find out that Jonah is responsible for the storm. Now, if you're in Jonah's place and everyone found out that it was your fault, what do you think they might do to you? You think that they might throw you overboard? They might be, you know, they might punish you in some way. They said, this was your fault that this happened. But instead, they try to help Jonah. They're actually really nice to him. They do the opposite. They try to help him. But it doesn't work. And in the end, Jonah says, look, throw me over. And they throw him over, and he's swallowed up by a big fish. Now, has anyone ever heard of whale watching? People heard of whale watching? So all up and down Australia's coast, there are places you can go where the whales, when they come in, when they migrate, because they travel around the world, the whales, and they go when the water's warm and cold, they go to different places. And there's places all up the coast of Australia where you can go at certain times of year and you can see the whales swim up past there. And it's very interesting. The big humpback whales jump up. You've seen pictures of that? The humpback whales jump up and down. I tell you, though, you've got to be careful. If you go whale watching, you need to be careful, because some people, they want to get real close to the whales. They want to get real close. And I've seen videos of people who, they go out on their kayaks and they go, I want to get right out near the whale. And they don't know, but there's all these tiny fish underneath them. And the whales, what they do is, whales have got a mouth like a sieve. They don't really have teeth, but they've got a big sieve. And what they do is, when there's a big school of tiny fish, you know, fish only like this big, they charge up underneath it with their mouth open, and their mouth is like a big net. And they scoop up everything in there, and then they close their mouth, and then all the water sort of comes out through the net of their of inside their mouth. It's a very interesting way that whales eat. And so then they scoop up all these tiny fish, and then the fish get let in there, and then all the water goes out through this special sieve they've got. Now, I've seen videos of people who are out in their kayak saying, I want to see the whales, I want to see the whales, and they get swallowed by the whale. Right? The whole kayak goes in. Right? Now, the whale spits them out pretty smart, but pretty quick, but you've got to be careful. And you know what? That's what happened to Jonah. That's what happened to Jonah. There was a big fish, most likely a whale, swallows him, but in this case, God uses that to take him in the right direction and takes him back. So I hope you can see here as we finish up that Jonah can't run away from God, can he? He can't run away from God. And again, I want to ask now, what direction is your life going? Are you running away from God? Are you running away from God? It may be that, you know, as I said, you're just starting to think about who to follow. But we just need to be careful, don't we? We don't want to run away from God, because I guess for many of us, our parents take us to church or send us to camps like this, and they're hoping that we'll hear something about God. And they're probably hoping that you'll follow God and go in the direction that God wants you to go. And so have a think about the direction that you're going. Now, one thing I want to say here is you need to be careful who you follow. Because if you're not going to follow God and go in his direction, you may find that you'll end up following someone else. And someone else will guide you in another direction. So there might be someone, might be a group of friends at school or somewhere who say, we don't want anything to do with God. Let's go a different direction. So you need to be careful about that, don't you? And make sure you make your own decision and not just follow the group, because they might lead you in a different direction. Now, another reason why you may not go in God's direction is you might think, well, you know, the Bible doesn't really give me the answers that I'm after. So, I've got questions about, does God exist? And why does this happen? And why does that happen? And my parents, you know, they don't give me an answer. And if I don't have an answer, well, I don't really want to go that way. Well, let me tell you, and I'll finish up with this, with a story from my son Nathan. My son Nathan. So in our house when my kids were growing up, we would read the Bible most nights. So on the weekends we didn't, because we were at church, but you know, during the week, after dinner, we'd read a bit of the Bible together and just talk about it. And one day my son Nathan, he was in primary school at this stage, he's about 10 years old, I said to him, how was school today? You know, did anyone talk about God at school? You know, what was God talked about? And Nathan, he's normally really bright and happy, and he was like this. He was really sheepish, not wanting to say anything. And I looked at him and thought, that's weird. Why does he look like this? And I said, what happened, Nathan? Tell me. And he said, one of my friends said that God doesn't exist. One of my friends at school said God doesn't exist. And he thought that I'd get angry at him if he said that, because he didn't know how I'd respond, because he knows I believe in God, and he didn't want to say anything. You know, he didn't know what would happen if he brought up that question. And I said to him, I'm so glad you brought up that question, because I want you to keep going in the direction of following God. So you bring up your questions. And so I said to him, who is your friend? What did he say? And he said, I can't remember the boy's name, but we'll say it was Jacob, right? It was Jacob. He said, Jacob said God doesn't exist. And I said, okay, this is what I want you to do. Tomorrow, go and ask Jacob, how does he know God doesn't exist? How does he know? And so the day comes back, we're at dinner time. And then I said to Nathan, Nathan, how did school go? And Nathan's now got a big smile on his face. He's got a big smile. And I said, did you ask your friend? And he said, yeah, I asked my friend. I said, so you asked him, how does he know God doesn't exist? And I said, what answer did he give? And he said, he doesn't know. He said, he doesn't know. And I said, oh, okay, so your friend said so. He doesn't know whether God exists or not, but he's telling you that God doesn't exist. Now, we talked a bit about how we know God exists, and we might do that later on. But I just want to show you that it's okay to ask your questions and to ask your ministers at the church, your parents, your youth group leaders. It's okay to ask questions, because we don't want you changing direction and not going in God's direction because there are questions you haven't had answered. Well, we can answer those questions for you. And that's just part of growing up as a Christian. So I'm going to finish up there, hand back to Beck, and I'll see you tomorrow when we look at Jonah chapter 2.